Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Becoming like him in death and in life. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. To the Roman mind, the cross marked a place of execution, not a haven for life. And yet, that cruelest of deaths would one day become a mark of distinction. Paul would later rejoice to proclaim, "I have been crucified with Christ." Confused? Listen as Andrew Murray probes the significance of the cross in Jesus' day. And in yours, walk with Andrew Murray, a South African preacher and devotional writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. All his life, Christ bore his cross, the death sentence that he should die for the world. And each Christian must bear his cross, acknowledging that he is worthy of death and believing that he is crucified with Christ and that the crucified one lives in him. When we have accepted the life of the cross, we will be able to say with Paul, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Galatians 6:1, let the disposition of Christ on the cross, his humility, his sacrifice of all worldly honor, his spirit of self-denial, take possession of you. The power of his death will work in you, and you will become like him in his death. You will know him and the power of his resurrection. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 2.
Galatians 2. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem. This time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also. I went in response to a revelation, and meeting privately with those esteemed as leaders, I presented to them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. This matter arose because some false believers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might be preserved for you. As for those who are held in high esteem, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not show favoritism. They added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they recognize that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised. For God, who was at work in Peter as an apostle to the circumcised, was also at work in me as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I had been eager to do all along. When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law no one will be justified. But if in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, then I really would be a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
Christ died an ignoble death that he might rise to glorious life. Now he invites you to live by faith in the Son of God, Galatians 2:20. You are crucified with Christ that you might experience the life of Christ. Let the words of Isaac Watts lift your heart in praise for the life-bringing cross of Christ. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe here. Lord, I give myself away. That's all that I can do.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.